Now, you didn't lose anything. I stopped, so. He explains, what is the meaning of shofar? When it says, blow a shofar at the new moon, the windpipe alludes to the Vav, which is the mystery of Zeranpin, that is referred to by the Vav. It is also called voice. It is the voice that ascends from the windpipe to the mouth, which is referred to as Malchut, where the hay is. That is the meaning of the words at the full moon, which is Kisei, on our feast day, with the throne, casts of hay, meaning the five implements of speech, the lips, the teeth, and the palate. There are two lips, the teeth including the regular teeth and the molars, which makes them two different kinds of teeth, and a palate, so we have a total of five. These are the five implements of speech. When they mill like a riverbed, they make noise like the milling of grindstones to produce sound and speech that emanates from Bina, which is the heart, and with thought, which is the secret of Chokmah. And again, this is a very esoteric verse, giving you lots of information relating to how we have Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut being expressed in different ways in different parts of the body, and in, obviously in other frames of reference as well. And so here we're being told that the five parts of the mouth are not quite the same as what I mentioned earlier, because in the what I mentioned earlier about the five parts of the mouth bringing forth the 22 letters, here they're saying that we have two lips, we have two types of teeth, the regular teeth and the molars, and the palate. Well, where's the tongue in this discussion? Where's the roof of the... Well, that's the palate. Where's the throat, which is the other two parts of the five parts bringing forth the letters? The five parts that bring forth the letters are the throat, the tongue, the palate, the roof of the mouth, the teeth, and the lips. And so this is an interesting pattern that's different than the other. Verse 15. Dehu shema miporash ve'eser mine tilim u'shofar ein pochatin mehasara shofarot ve'oraita kala dila Dibur dila bine dila diuk muha ezehu acham chamevin davar mitoch davar machashava dile chashiv kame kudsha barichu mikol karbanin v'ilavan ahidiktiv zot hatorah leola vela mincha. Al ken re'aya mehemna. That is the name pronounced in full in 10 various phrases, which parallel the 10 sephirot. Here too, thought is chokmah, the heart is bina, and the windpipe is the secret of Zeranpin, in which are chesed gevurah tiferet, netzach hod and yesod, the six rings of the windpipe. The mouth is Malchut, and with the root, which is Keter, they amount to 10 sephirot. Therefore, when blowing the shofar, we never blow less than 10 times, which corresponds to the 10 sephirot. As for the Torah, the voice is hers, and the speech is hers. and hers is Bina, as we have explained. A wise man understands one thing from another. Hers is the faculty of thought, which is Chokmah. There are 10 sephirot because voice is there on pin, in which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Speech is Malchut, and with Bina and her Chokmah, with the root, Keter, they amount to the 10 sephirot. Excuse me. Therefore, the Torah is more important to the Holy One, blessed be He, than all the offerings and burnt offerings. This is what is meant by this is the Torah of the burnt offering, of the meal offering. And this is the end of the Re'ah Mehemna section, the section taught directly by Moshe. And when you turn around and say, I just read these verses, and I really have no idea what they said, they actually, you do, when you get into the detail, you can focus on the detail. But this last verse, is bringing 10 sephirot in 3 different frames of reference, one being the mint windpipe, one being the idea of voice and speech, there's a third level that I forget the word for it, sound, voice, and speech, which represent the 10 sephirot. And this verse is explaining some very deep teachings from other sections of the Zohar. It completes these other sections, but it's not placed with those other sections. It's placed here in Naso. And we need to begin to understand why it's in Naso. That's the end of section 2. Jack, do you have any questions?